A webcam shines a light on a seedy San Francisco street corner. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Adam Jackson left Florida 6 months ago on a whim to chase the dream of working in San Francisco's tech industry. He hurriedly rented the first apartment he saw, unaware the sixth-floor unit sits at the edge of the city's sketchy Tenderloin neighborhood, known in part for its high crime rate, massage parlors, and abundant liquor stores. Wanting to show folks back home what life was like at the intersection of Ellis and Taylor Streets, he decided to point a 24-hour webcam at the corner. Most of the time, the camera captures mundane activity, but in 4 weeks, it's also streamed live on the internet a street fight, car break-ins, and a police chase. The webcam has become a popular feature on internet video sites, and now Jackson has created his own site, adamsblock.com. On the street outside his apartment, Jackson told me he didn't know what he was getting into when he moved to Taylor Street.
It wasn't until I actually spent a night here that I realized just how noisy and bad it was.
So you didn't really have a sense of this neighborhood at all? You didn't do your homework?
Not at all. Well, I was close to Powell Street Station, which is the central hub of transportation, so I knew I would be able to get around. And I thought that was a great thing, you know, near the Apple Store. I'm like, sweet, I'm near the Apple Store. So
your first, you know, few nights when you realized what kind of neighborhood you were living in, what did you see and what did you discover?
People being arrested for maybe drugs, or I would walk home and I would see cars being broken into.
So what led you to set up this webcam from your sixth floor looking down here on the intersection of Taylor and Ellis?
Really, it was for family members. I had a lot of family members that were interested in what I was doing and where I was living, and I thought, well, this would be kind of funny. People back home, my cousin might like this. So I thought I would set it up and hit start and broadcast.
What kind of things have you seen on the webcam? And what kind of things have people across the internet seen?
We saw people breaking into cars downstairs. And someone from across the country called the police, you know, and stopped the crime. And I was able to go downstairs and fill out a police report. And other times we've seen some car chases. And one night a guy is yelling and jumps into the side of a bus as it's moving and falls down. And there's just weird, probably drug-induced things going on.
What about privacy implications? I find it potentially creepy to know that whenever I'm on this corner that people across the world can see me. In fact, when I was waiting for you out here in the corner, I wanted to duck inside the building rather than stand out here in the corner because I didn't feel great about being on your webcam.
Well, I know that over in the UK, you know, the last 20 years, they've been watched so heavily that cameras are everywhere in London, and people kind of become used to it, and they feel safer knowing they're being watched. On this corner, I really feel like it's people get used to it, and my microphone isn't good enough where you can hear exact conversations. So it's semi-anonymous, and if you've ever seen me zoom in, you can't see anyone's, you know, actual faces. It's really blurry if you zoom in. So it's a roundabout look. You can see cars, you know, you can see police cars pulling people over. You can see people fighting. But other than that, it's privacy isn't too much of a deal at this point. But if there's some kind of city, you know, meeting against it and that people say it's yada, 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 no matter what the ruling is, if I've got the city's attention against me, I'll take it down.
That's Adam Jackson of San Francisco. You can find his live webcam at adamsblock.com. Jackson says his webcam will go high def next week, and he'll be adding a second camera as well. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.